That's the chaos that I was speaking to. That's the confusion. Okay, because our world is not going to be the same. It's going to keep shifting. It's not going to go back to what was. All right. An acceptance of each other in our own.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara
Sage.
Hello,
hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their authenticity, in their power, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I'm a teacher, I'm a healer, and I'm an activator of Kundalini Shakti energy. Today is a solo episode, and I wanted to bring in for you a story and information of a prophecy that came through. My prophetic abilities started back in around 2018, but I don't think I really recognized them until 2021, where I had the last prophecy come through. And so I'm going to talk about those two prophecies today. I want to talk about the last prophecy because it will help you to align more clearly with what occurred over the last couple of years and get ready for this next prophecy. So a couple of things about this. When I receive prophecy, it's very clear, for one, that it is a prophecy. And two, I don't have a timeline on it. Per past experiences, I kind of have a rough idea, but I'm not given time, right? And I've never actually been told why that is. My understanding would be that there is no future, right? And while these are the energies that we're aligned to and we've agreed upon as a collective consciousness, the timeline in which they roll out can shift and change. So I'll give you an idea of timeline, but bear in mind that I don't have precision on that. Okay. So let's start with the last prophecy that I received in 2021. So this started coming in right at the end of the summer of 2021. The prophecy came in and I was like, oh my gosh, yes, this is prophecy. I have to share this. And the prophecy was about attachment. And the prophecy said that we were going to be asked to let go of all that we were attached to. Now, if you know anything about attachment, there can be healthy attachment and there can be detachment and there can be basically codependency and there can be, you know, healthy non-attachment, okay? And there's lots of different terms for those things. Different people in different places call those terms slightly different, okay? But the important thing is that with regards to the prophecy, what it was in reference to of letting go of what we were attached to was around dependency, okay? So the prophecy was saying that anything that we were clinging to, holding to, dependent on, this is not just people. These are things, habits, patterns, beliefs. Okay. Could be things in our physical reality. Could be ways of being and or identity. Okay. Any of those things that we were attached to, meaning we were taking some of our support from. As long as we had this thing or this person or this identity, okay, or this pattern or this habit, we felt safe. Okay. That's codependency. That's non-healthy attachment. So the prophecy said that any of those things that we were attached to, hanging on to, and identifying as the source of our safety, our security, our support, would be taken from us. We would lose it. Okay. Now, to be really honest, I actually believed that I didn't have anything that I was attached to. I knew what attachment was. I had worked on attachment. And I literally thought, oh, okay, I'm good. So I'm just here to bring this message forward. Well, was I ever wrong? Because that was at the end of summer of 2021. And in the fall of 2021, in November, all of my money was stolen from me. And it was a really challenging experience. Initially, I had some fear, but I actually felt really solid that I would be able to simply make the money back. But that wasn't the lesson, right? The lesson wasn't about having the money or not having the money. The lesson was about the attachment that I had to the money, to the experience of having money, right? And so it was over a year process of me really facing my belief structures around my value and my worthiness being attached to money. Meaning, if I had money, I felt worthy and valuable. If I didn't have money, I didn't feel worthy and value. And in fact, through that process, I felt like a failure. And I knew I wasn't a failure, in all honesty, and I kept telling myself that. But there was a part of me that was like, wow, you got all your money stolen. Like, you are so irresponsible with money. You are so unworthy of all of this, right? And so I had to face all of that in myself. And it was quite the journey. And I use that as an example for you because it wasn't about having the money or not having the money, right? It was what I believed the money represented to me. And that was the epitome of the prophecy. Okay. So I'm just allowing you to see things from an even deeper lens of perception. It's not about a thing or a person or a career or an identity. It's about how we believe that thing, what we believe it grants us, right? What we believe that we obtain because of it. And that is going to be safety, security, support, love. One of those. So giving yourself a moment right now to reflect on 2021 to 2022, and even until the end of 2023. What did you lose or have taken from you? Because it might not have been taken from you. You might have lost something, okay? You might have chose to lose something, like a job or a relationship. Okay, you still lost it, even if you chose to lose it, right? And then what was it about that thing that you were identifying as either safety, security, support, or love? Okay. And give yourself an opportunity to self-reflect. And you can do it. You know, you can pause this and reflect and then carry forward, or you can come back to that and reflect. An image I'm getting right now is it could be really powerful to sit down and write out kind of what happened to you since the end of 2021 to the end of 2023. If you desire, if that resonates with you, because it will reveal more to you about what I'm speaking about. Okay. Even if you think that you know some of the attachments, it could be really beneficial to sit down and write it out with the intention of deeper revelations, okay? Because they will come to you as you do that. And that's a message from my higher self, from your higher selves. So that was a very profound part of our life, because the truth is that when we're attached to things, we're not self-sourcing, right? We are outsourcing our safety, our security, our support, our love. And then we're reliant on whatever that is, right? And if we lose that thing, well, then we seemingly have lost our safety, security, support, love, even though it's not true, right? So seeing those attachments offers you the opportunity to start to self-source, right? And connect more into yourself as the source of your own divinity. Okay, yourself as the source of your own safety, your own security, your own support, and your own love. And this is really, really important for the times that are coming to our planet. Okay, I've mentioned this before. We have Pluto coming into Aquarius on January 20th. If you are listening to this later, then you're already in it. And there's a lot of turmoil and even chaos and confusion that is going to be showing up on our planet over the next several years, okay? Like 5 years, give or take. Now, this isn't about being scared of that, because in all honesty, if you're following these prophecies and if you're really anchoring into yourself as source, you will be able to allow the storm of chaos. You will be able to allow the confusion to occur around you because you will be self-sourced, okay? We don't have to get caught up in what's happening in the world. We can remain educated around it and bring our light of self-sourced energy to the world instead of receiving, you know, basically the darkness of the world into us. So in November of 2023, I received a new prophecy. And this is called, so that last one was the prophecy of attachment. This is called the prophecy of injection. And kind of funny, I hadn't even thought of this. I had some reflection after I created, I have an ebook that talks about this, and you're welcome to reach out to me if you desire that ebook. You can email me at info@alarasage.com, and I'm happy to gift you that ebook. But after I made the ebook and I had some people get it, they said, oh, I thought this was about like the COVID injection, and it has nothing to do with that. Okay. And I just kind of laughed because I was like, oh, injection. Yeah. I hadn't even thought about like injection of a, you know, a needle into your body. This is about an injection of energy, but I just laughed. So the prophecy of injection, the prophecy said very specifically that we were going to have an injection of energy into our lung meridian, specifically on the left side. Okay. So an injection of energy of light. All right. Of high concentration of light, which, you know, consciousness is awareness, love, light. So light is one of the fundamental elements of consciousness. And so a high concentration of light coming through the lung meridian, especially on the left side. So let's break this down a little bit, okay? So we have Pluto coming into Aquarius, which is the dawning of a new era. And we also have this year, it is the year of the dragon, which is known as heightened energies, okay? More intense energies. And after writing the ebook, I saw a bell curve that's on a graph, a bell curve, right, where it kind of goes up and then it has a bell at the top and then it comes back down. that's basically how the injection is going to come. There's going to be a slow incline, and then we're going to start to peak into this very heightened energy and heightened injection energy. And then it'll peak at the top, and then it'll start to drop. Okay. So it's not just like one event. It's a period of time. And this is the next cycle, right? So again, I don't know timing, but what I have experienced in the past is that generally these are for, like a year, year and a half, but that kind of extra half gets a little bit watered down. So it's primarily, you know, the next year, but that's the primary core of the prophecy. And then it'll kind of carry forward maybe for another year before the next prophecy comes. But again, I don't really know that. That's just from past experiences. Okay. And I get no information from my higher self. Like, we're not supposed to know the time, basically. We're not supposed to know the timing of this. Okay. The more importance is the message and the awareness about it. So let's go into that. The lung meridian runs from your thumb down your arm to your shoulder and into your heart chakra, okay? And, you know, this is important because humanity is moving from third density consciousness into fourth density consciousness, okay? The densities are the ascension of humanity through what's called the octave, which is eight chakras. We have our seven chakra system, and the eighth is the total merging back through God. So you can think of densities as the chakra system or the colors of the rainbow, because it's exactly the same, right? So humanity is moving from third density consciousness, which is the solar plexus, which is the color yellow, and moving into fourth density consciousness, which is the heart, which is green, emerald green. Okay. So let's break this down a little bit more. So third density consciousness is where we begin to really explore the learning and teaching and experience of separation. Okay. First density is just about beingness. Second density, there begins to have some level of awareness and connection, the connection of you to the environment. So second density consciousness is insects and plants and animals. Okay. It's the energy that becomes aware of itself and of its surrounding environment to some degree. Okay. As we move into third density consciousness, we begin to really acknowledge that we are a completely separate being, right? So, whereas like upper second density, like wolf packs, right? They see themselves as a continuation of the pack. And as do most animals, even if they're individual animals, they see themselves as part of the ecosystem, okay? They don't see themselves as, I am this, okay? And so as humans, we are, I am Alara, right? And this is who I am. And this is my life, okay? And so through that ego identification, which isn't right or wrong, good or bad, it's part of the process, we start to create segregation and separation. Now, this is really obvious on our planet, right? Like you can see everywhere. And even more so, you can see how this seems to be being exaggerated right now. Like if anything, it feels like duality and segregation and separation has increased on our planet. And it's not totally the case. It's being brought more to the visibility. Okay. We're seeing it more so that it can be healed, but it's been there the entire time, right? And the other part of third density consciousness, which is really important, is through that belief of separation, we have learned to self-serve, right? Because like, this is my life. And I'm not saying this is what I believe, but this is their density consciousness. Like, the ego says, this is my life and I have to watch out for myself. I have to take care of myself and my family and my loved ones, right? And not so worried about, you know, humanity as a whole. And this also creates the lesson and learning of victim and perpetrator, okay? The solar plexus is about will. It is your will. And when will is not aligned with the heart, it becomes force and control. When will is aligned with the heart, it becomes true power, okay, and serving of the whole. So humans have been in the energy of force, for one, and we have been in the energy of basically my will, right? And applying, insisting our own will into humanity. And control, right? Systems of control, perpetrators being the banking systems, the government, these big entities and people that have placed a lot of control over humanity, okay? Because of self-serving tactics, all right? So that's all third density. Now we're moving into fourth density, which is the awareness of oneness. In fourth density, we become aware that we are all interconnected and that we are connected to Mother Gaia, that she is our planet, and we are highly reliant on her, right? Because up until this point, we've just been raping her. We've been abusing her and raping her and not working in coherence with her. We've been quite the opposite. And we've been destroying her and destroying our resources. And we have become very, very close to extinction. And again, this isn't meant to scare anybody. This is truth. And it's really important through these conversations to be really aware in your body if there are any triggers or anything that you're feeling. Okay. We are not going to go extinct, is our current agreement with ourselves on a higher consciousness level. We have decided not to go extinct. And we have taken the path of awakening. Okay. But we have come very close to it. And in fourth density consciousness, so with this, we begin to work in harmony with Gaia and really be able to be in harmony with nature and the cycles and thus the power of that. And as we become aware that we are all connected, we will begin to realize this is all in the future. Okay, recognizing that, of course, you know, humanity is not here yet. You may be connecting to some of this stuff, but at large, humanity is still moving into fourth density consciousness. And these shifts take, I mean, honestly, they take hundreds of thousands of years. Okay. This is not like, bam, okay, Pluto's coming into Aquarius. Now we're all in fourth density consciousness. That's not how it happens. Okay. This takes a very long time. However, we are in a heightened state of radical expansion. Okay, we are in a very radical shift. So we're going to be seeing changes happen very, very quickly. That's the chaos that I was speaking to. That's the confusion. Okay. Because our world is not going to be the same. It's going to keep shifting. It's not going to go back to what was. All right. And so in fourth density consciousness, we become aware that we're all interconnected and we stop fighting against each other because it doesn't serve. Right. If we're interconnected energetically and I fight you or I steal from you or I suppress you, I'm actually doing it to myself. And that's the core teaching of fourth density consciousness. So we begin to start working together. We begin to understand community and love and support and acceptance of each other and our own differences and our different opinions and all of this. It's very, very, very profound. Okay. And I could go on about that for a long time, but that's not what this episode is about. And maybe I'll make the next episode about it so that I can go into it a little bit deeper. So with the prophecy of injection, the light coming in through the lung meridian, right, it is coming into the fourth chakra. Okay, so light coming into the chakra that is about the awareness of oneness, the chakra that is about self-love and love to others, forgiveness, acceptance. Okay. So what that means is self-love is going to be a really big deal moving forward in this next cycle. If you resent yourself or judge yourself or criticize yourself, this is going to come up for you really big, okay? If you blame yourself or you haven't forgiven yourself for things that you have done in this life or in parallel realities, because that's a real thing, then those will come up for you to revisit, okay? So the more that you can practice self-acceptance and self-love, the easier that this next cycle will be for you. Okay, the more you can practice self-love and self-acceptance, the easier this cycle will be for you. But that is not all, my love. That is not all, right? Because we must also be loving and accepting and forgiving of others. Okay, we must be able to hold others without judgment and without criticism. That starts with the self. And it needs to be offered outside of yourself as well. But if you work on self-love, you will naturally find yourself in more compassion and empathy for others. Okay? Self-hate creates judgment and criticism and non-acceptance of others. It's just the truth of it. So when you find yourself judging and criticizing other people, that's your own self-hate. Okay, big ones, big bombs I'm dropping here. So if you need to pause this at any point and just breathe into your body, I really recommend it. I'm not going to breathe you into your body right now because I still have a lot to cover, but feel free to pause and take some breaths, okay? So that is the lung aspect of the prophecy. The second part of the prophecy is specifically on the left side. The left side, okay, just as in the triangle of divinity, the divine trinity or the holy trinity, right, the triangle of 369 of feminine, masculine, child. Just as in the triangle, okay, the feminine is the left side. So the feminine is the left side of your body. And the left side, the feminine, is our negative polarity. The right side is our positive polarity. The feminine is about receiving. Okay, the feminine is about softening, about surrendering, about being in the body, being in the present moment. And the feminine is also about the divine feminine, all right, that I've spoken about a lot. And I even have some podcasts that I've been a guest on that you can find on my website, alarasage.com. Under media, there's some podcasts on there that I speak a lot about the divine feminine. But the divine feminine has not been on our planet for over 5,000 years, and she's in all humans, regardless of sexual identity. It has nothing to do with your sexual identity. We all have feminine, masculine, child. Okay. And she has not been on there. We've been in a masculine centered body and reality. So as the feminine awakens, she brings with it the things that she represents, which is about the feminine way. The feminine way is nonlinear. The feminine way is very much about intuition and following the wisdom of the body and your own intuitive guidance rather than some logical structure or teaching. The feminine way is about really receiving nourishment. The feminine is the nourishment. So the feminine is really also about our connection to the mother, being Gaia, and the great mother, the cosmic mother, okay, who nourishes us, who nourishes our bodies, nourishes our being, okay? So the feminine is about reconnecting and awakening that nourishment, which is your safety, your security, your support, your love that is in you, okay? Because you can connect directly to that in yourself, not needing outside sources for that. Doesn't mean you can't have support from other people and, you know, those kinds of things, but you're not attached to it. It's not your primary source. That's the difference. We want support. We want love from other people. That's very much part of who we are as humans. And it can't be our primary or our only source. Okay. So reconnecting to the feminine is reconnecting to nourishment beyond the physical representation of nourishment, which is usually money. Okay. And so this next cycle in humanity is going to be about money and wealth and resources. And I did an entire talk about this just the other day. It's called Ancient Codes, Activating Ancient Codes. And I'm happy to share that if you want to email me info@alarasage.com. I will gift you that recording, which goes even deeper into the money aspect of things, the resources aspect of things. Okay, so if that really resonates with you, if you think, wow, I don't have a good relationship with money, or I don't have a good relationship with resources, I highly recommend you reach out so I can give you that recording so you can take in more understanding of what's coming and how to shift your awareness, your perception, your actions to align with these energies that are going to be available coming now and moving into 2024. Okay. Particularly, you know, January to June, we have some really, really powerful waves of energy coming. That's astrologically. Is that what the prophecy is speaking to? Most likely, yes. But I don't know. So most likely, yes, but I don't know. So most likely the prophecy is speaking to January to May into June. Okay. And the energies are going to shift again. So the divine feminine being the connection of resource, of nurturing, and of nourishment, right? Which goes beyond just nurturing and nourishing our physical bodies. It's also about nurturing and nourishing our emotional bodies, our mental bodies, our spiritual bodies. Okay. Nurturing and nourishing all of ourselves, as well as all of the aspects of our reality, our relationships, our careers, right? Our families, our health, our well-being, okay? So understanding the heart chakra and understanding where you need to love yourself more, where you need to forgive yourself, forgive others. And, you know, forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. You can forgive somebody and never, ever speak to them again. If they are toxic, do not speak to them. Forgive them from within yourself. Forgiveness does not say that whatever somebody did to you was okay. What forgiveness does is it energetically lets go of the, there's a cord that gets attached and a karmic bind that happens when we hold resentment, anger, blame towards another person, towards something they did to us. Okay. It's victim perpetrator energy, and it karmically binds you to that person. Not what you want. So learn to forgive the other person so that you can energetically release them. And then they are responsible karmically for what they did to you. Okay. And you are no longer bound to them. Okay. And you get to move forward. It's very, very powerful. So if you have an issue with forgiveness, I highly, highly recommend you take a look at that, because it's going to start to hurt, my love. It's going to start to hurt. Okay. The resentment that you're holding, the anger that you're holding, the bitterness that you're holding, it's going to start to hurt more if it doesn't already. Okay. Any criticism of self. Okay. Distaste of self, disgust with self, these kinds of things, no matter what it is, whether it's towards your body or whether it's towards something you did in the past, you've got to learn to forgive yourself and you've got to learn to love yourself. Okay. So that's the first part of the prophecy in the lung and in the heart chakra. And the second part of the prophecy is your connection to the feminine within you. Are you connected to the feminine within yourself? Are you connected to the ability to receive resources, to receive nurturing and nourishment from the Great Mother? Or do you have mother wounds, which we all do? Have you addressed your mother wound? Okay. It's a biggie. Have you addressed your mother wound, which doesn't necessarily speak to your mother that you have in physical form or if she's still alive. It doesn't necessarily speak to that mother. It could, but you can still have a mother wound even if you had a great relationship with your mother, because this is a wound that has been on our planet for 5,000 years, where we have felt abandoned by the mother, abandoned by the feminine. So we went into our masculine even heavier. Okay. So it's a deep, deep, deep subconscious wound. And you can find it in things like the need for perfection, the need for performance. Like if you don't do a good enough job, you're not enough. You're not worthy. If you don't succeed, if you don't produce, if you don't perform well or perfectly or just so, then you're not valuable. Okay. It shows up in our ability to receive love and affection and compliments from other people. It shows up in our ability to receive nourishment and nurturing, both from other people, from ourselves, and from life itself. So if you find yourself exhausted, drained, overwhelmed, just like overdone, then you are not connected to the ma. Okay. You have a mother wound because you are driving yourself into the ground and you're not receiving that nourishment. Okay. Let me see. Is there any other ways? Asking my higher self, are there any other ways that, yes. Okay. So the other way that a mother wound shows up is your distrust of yourself, your distrust of your intuition, your distrust of your internal guidance, and a preference placed on logic, mental analysis, and mental understanding. Okay. Also, if you find yourself to be highly cerebral, you have a mother wound, because I have always been a highly cerebral person, but I've learned to balance that after healing the mother wound. I've learned to balance that with the feeling and the feminine. Okay. So I still have a lot of mental energy, but I now have a balance with embodied energy. Okay. And presence and pleasure. Okay. The feminine is also about pleasure. So you have a mother wound if you can't gift yourself pleasure except for specific moments, right? Like you drive yourself into the ground until you go on vacation, and that's when you gift yourself pleasure, right? There's work and then there's play. Like those two don't intermingle. That's just not true, okay? And that's a mother wound. or like I can only wear my nice clothing when I'm going to certain events. Like I can't gift myself the opportunity to just enjoy what I want to wear regardless of what I'm doing. That's a mother wound. Okay. So as you can see, it shows up in a lot of ways. And so healing the mother is going to be huge, 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 huge for this next era. Healing the mother, healing the divine feminine, healing the inner feminine. Okay, those are all interconnected. All right. It's kind of the same thing. The Ma wound is the ultimate wound. Okay. I can definitely help you with that with the Unity Academy. And in February, I will be launching a higher mind program where we will be actually directly addressing the mother wound and the father wound so that people can rewire directly to source and reveal the child within, reveal the divinity within. So it'll be very powerful. And even if you're listening to this after February, that will be available for self-study as well. So it'll be a very, very powerful program to connect you to your higher self and self-source, okay, as well as activate your light body. So that is pretty much the entirety of the prophecy. And in all honesty, if you're listening to this and you have questions, please, please, please reach out to me. I would love to hear your questions. I would be honored to respond to them. I know it's a lot of information. And you'll probably want to listen to this a couple of more times, okay? Because each time I imagine you'll bring in a little bit more understanding and come back to this recording and listen to it again as you start to experience some of these things for yourself. Because how you experience is going to be unique to you, okay? So I hope this has been very informative and absolutely, you know, eye-opening for you and helping you to prepare for what's to come in the next year to 2 years. As always, I love you so very much. And remember that every Tuesday are the solo episodes. Every Thursday are the guest episodes. And I'm always here for you if you want to share feedback about the show, about a particular episode. I would love to hear it. You can always email me info@larasage.com. Until next time, my love.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.